girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast is all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So, girlfriend, let's do the damn thing.
Hey, girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast. May not sound like Keisha. We have a special host today, and it's me, Sina, her husband. And we have a super juicy episode today, and I cannot wait for you to hear it. Did I do my best Keisha impression?
That was so good. Everything is so juicy, and I'm always so excited.
It has to be juicy, and it has to be exciting. No, we got a special episode today. I am going to be the host, I guess, asking Keisha questions about some of the life transitions you've been going through that the people want to know.
I can't wait to give it to them.
The people was me coming up with these questions about 30 minutes ago. So here we are. No, this will be a fun one. I will ask some questions. So you're going through a lot of transitions right now. And yeah. I think that people could hear a little bit of behind the scenes because they might look at you and think, you know, you have it all figured out or you're so, I guess, like go with the flow and it just comes naturally to you, which a lot of that does, but there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that you work on to make that happen. So let's start off. I think a good delineation is when we had Brody, right? Yeah. You had to kind of shut
down.
That
was a really good word, delineation.
I came up with it myself. And you had this switch, you kind of shut down old stuff, did your event for the last time, the podcast course, had Brody, and our plan was for you to think about, you know, take some time to think about what's next. So let's start with that. How has having Brody first changed your outlook on life and business from what it was before?
Yeah. It's so interesting because I'm sure moms can connect with this where you have no idea what it's going to feel like when you become a new mom and your entire world gets like flipped around. And I really thought that I was going to be like the same person that I was before, but with a baby. And that just wasn't the case at all. But I also knew really early on that I really cared about building a business and making impact in the world and also being a really present parent. But what's so interesting was, you know, we spent a lot of time getting really proactive about giving me the space so that I could figure out how I feel. But it was hard for me at first to like settle into like the space that was created. And a lot of times we think like, oh, like now I'm just going to become a mom and I'm going to soak up all this time with my newborn. And I was so grateful. And he's the best gift like we've ever been given in life. But I really was uncomfortable with like the slowdown.
Yeah.
And I don't think that I've articulated that well, but like I am someone who really likes go, go, go. But a lot of times when you slow down, you get the opportunity to analyze like what are the stories that you're telling yourself about what slow down means? Yeah. Have you associated slow down with laziness? And what does that mean? Have you associated you becoming a mom with now you can't be anything else? Because like being a mom is a huge part of my identity, but it's not the only part of my identity. And finding that juggling balance, you know, even from your perspective, like, did you anticipate that? Like,
no. And well, one of the things I think that you have operated really well in is operating chaos. And you get into that on, you know, it was like, start your podcast, do this course, start this event. Like, you just were jumping to the next thing to go to from like a full speed to like a stop.
Yeah.
Which I knew it was good for you. But it's still like hard on my end because you're trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's like, no, it's not just jump into the next thing. You got to stay still in order to just really soak in this moment, obviously, with Brody and being so new on that front of things. But what was it like just that having to switch how to not work out of chaos? Because I think a lot of people do that. It's really easy. Mm-hmm. Okay, this thing's launched and now it's the next thing. And like I do it myself. Like it's just easier to work out of that because it gets you motivated. And if that's the only way you need to go, now you're learning a new way to get motivated.
Yeah.
So explain to people that.
Yeah. Good question. So it's interesting because I felt like I didn't know, I literally did not know how to build a business doing it in a way where I didn't have unlimited time, right? Mm-hmm. Because I'm different than some other entrepreneurs of the fact that like I built a business before having babies, right? Yeah. Some people listening and maybe they're building a business for the first time while having kids, or they don't have kids. And like, you know, you could look on Instagram and see people's morning routines. And I'm like, that is not my morning routine anymore. And even the way that I approached it before, I literally didn't have any experience that I could look back on from my past and say, see, last time I did this with a kid, this is how I did it. So like, I felt like it was almost like a confidence, like adjustment of like, okay, how do I do this in a new way where I'm actually feeling like a brand new beginner? And how do I confront the beliefs that I have about the way that I do business altogether? Because yeah. There's not a lot of examples of women that are building really impactful big businesses that have really young kids. And I wanted to do both, but I also had created this space where like I could take a step back from doing things where I launched things. Mm-hmm. And I was uncomfortable with like taking a step back in general.
Would you say that having a kid has been a net benefit to your business?
Yeah.
Now, in what ways is that? And you've already kind of just touched on it, but maybe expand further on how that's benefited your business. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's not directly, but globally.
Yeah. It's like I am learning how to be so much more of an operator from a balanced nervous system that I feel is so impactful for every single person that I work with. Mm-hmm. Like I think of the women in my podcast mastermind right now, you know, at the time that we're recording this, we're doing a retreat for them this weekend. And I'm like, the way that I have worked with them one-on-one is so different than me before kids would have, because I would have been like, okay, try this, throw things against the wall, because that's what worked to get me here. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them have kids or they want to have kids. And I'm like, how can we build a business where you're actually doing less better? And what's the story that you're telling yourself about having space to think? And are you associating moving slowly with being lazy or not being as good as someone else? Are you fearful of not being relevant if you're not constantly putting out content? Yeah. Are you afraid that you're not going to get opportunities if you do slow down for a second and you actually figure out what opportunities do I even want? Because I said yes to so many things and that did work for me in that season, but that no longer works for me now. So my yeses are hell yeses. And I feel as if I've gotten so much more, like I've gone more internal where I'm like, how do I feel about this? Mm-hmm. What's like, how is this going to impact me as a human being? How is this going to impact my health? How is this going to impact our marriage, our family? Like even just like, you know, for a specific example, like saying yes to speaking at events or saying yes to being on other people's podcasts. Like I definitely care about supporting women that I've helped them launch podcasts. Like if you didn't know previously, I used to have a podcast course where I've helped hundreds of women launch shows.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of podcasters in my ecosystem. And I used to say yes to being on a lot of shows.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh yeah, this is easy for me. I can add value. Maybe me sharing about your show could help promote your show. I don't have the bandwidth to do that anymore.
No.
So my guess is when I show up to a podcast now, it's like with full ass energy. So I feel as if like I'm just doing better at the things that I'm saying yes to. And when someone asks me to speak at their event, it's like I'm going through this criteria now where it's like, okay, can we go as a family? Because I'm also exclusively breastfeeding. Well, I guess Birdie's starting to eat a little foods now, but like, and like, we want to be in this family era. So like, what does this look like? And my nose are just like, are quicker now. And I don't, and these underlying people pleasing tendencies of like, what's she going to think of me if I say no to this thing? A lot of that is dissipating. And I'm like, I can't care because I don't have the bandwidth anymore. And it's not because I don't care about people. It's because I have to honor this season that we're in.
Yeah. And I think one thing you mentioned in that just now is the opportunities. And I think maybe what you thought was an opportunity before, and now it looks a lot different post-baby. So you've learned how to now adjust what you're looking for. And now you're even seeing new opportunities that are more aligned that maybe you wouldn't have seen before.
Yes.
And I think one thing you touched on, which I think a lot of us have, is like not being relevant. So whether it's like in the online space, if you need to like be relevant, or even if you're not able to take advantage of opportunities or something because your bandwidth is lower, maybe it's deals or something like that in the investing space or something like that. But that's not true. Like you have to go through that slow down in order to kind of speed up, right? To be more aligned, because mm-hmm. you'll just hit a ceiling. If you were to try to do it the way you were doing it, you're going to just get frustrated, right? So could you go into a little bit of that, of what it felt like? Because I think the hardest thing for us was one of the hardest things. With all the blessings there is with the baby, there's also some hard stuff of like, we couldn't just do whatever we wanted when we wanted.
Yeah, right.
Like your podcast, like, no, we have to schedule the time to do the podcast. Yeah. Like, we can't just do it at 6 p.m. on the night before. Yeah. We can't record it whenever we want. We got to record it when there's someone here to watch Brody.
Yeah.
And now with a nanny. So, like, how have those things, like, what are some things that have shifted from that? Mm-hmm. Of like that you've had to adjust like time schedule and things like that.
Yeah, it's being more proactive. Is I used to just love this idea that I could just fly by the seat of my pants, but I actually don't think that that produces the type of like quality of work that I want now that I'm like proud of. When I have to be really intentional about pockets of time, it's like it also means that like I'm going to get it done in that pocket of time because that's literally the only pocket of time that I have. So I have to be really proud of myself for showing up and just getting it done. And also at the same time, when I'm really intentional about the pockets that I have, I just don't mess around with other stuff. Like I don't answer text messages from girlfriends during the middle of the day anymore. I don't take a random call during the middle of the day because I only have certain blocks of time that I can get stuff done. So I'm getting way more done at a higher quality and less time because I'm just really intentional of like, what do I actually need to do? And then what's the extra fluffy stuff? Yeah. And so, you know, even back to your earlier question of like, that is how Brody has helped me become more efficient. And I think a lot of times people tell themselves the story of like, oh, I mean, so many women have told me like, I care so much about my career growth and my business growth, but when I have a baby, what's that going to be look like? Like your desires are going to change, period. I don't know how they're going to change for you, but they are definitely going to change. But you also are going to realize that when you have 6 minutes as a new mom, you can get so much done in 6 minutes.
Oh
like,
my God.
Literally like empty the dishwasher, reload it again, like run downstairs, switch the loads of laundry. Like, I'm just like so much more efficient with my time.
Yeah.
And then now what I'm learning so much about in this evolution is I'm savoring the downtime too. We're like, yeah. I'm cuddling with Brody and I'm just soaking it up and I'm not worried about like trying to do multitask all the time. Like I'm really just trying to work when I'm working and not work when I'm not. And I think that makes me a more enjoyable person to be around.
Yeah. I think I want to give this example and shout you out. I think one of the things that you've really embraced is giving yourself grace.
Yeah.
You held yourself like pre-Brody to a really high standard of like, I get all this stuff done in a day and I feel accomplished. And like, that's a really big quality of yours.
Yeah.
But that doesn't work because some days, you know, he needs you more like biologically.
Yeah.
He needs his mom, you know, and with breastfeeding and things like that. And I remember there's one day, and I think this was the turning point for you where you're like, I'm just going to watch the Taylor Swift documentary.
I talked about this on an episode. Oh, did you? Monday. Okay,
yeah.
No, tell him. It's fine.
But like, you were like, you know what? I had this plan to do some stuff today, but I'm going to just watch this Taylor Swift episode with Brody. He's going to sleep on my chest and we're going to just be like and have a day. And I think that really was the turning point of like, okay, I'm not going to get all that stuff done. I can't expect myself to do that in this season. And as now things are getting, you know, with a nanny and like he's sleeping more, like we can start adding things back in.
Yeah.
But I think grace is a really, really big thing to give yourself.
And every season, like I, especially moms or people in general, like you don't even have to be a mom, but like going through anything in your life, like giving yourself that grace space. Like, I mean, I've talked about this plenty of times on the podcast, but what also came to mind is like when you lost your dad in July of 2021, where it's like, we had to both give ourselves grace in different way. You were grieving the loss. I was grieving the loss, but I was also like stepping into a new role and I had to give myself a lot of grace that I had never been in a role with my husband having lost a parent. Like, so anyone, why I'm saying that as an example is like anyone, when you're in a new season that requires you to show up in a different way, like you don't have the experience or the skills or like your nervous system isn't even used to it yet. So it feels so uncomfortable and so unfamiliar. Like it really did honestly feel so unfamiliar for me to sit down on the couch, have a baby lay on my chest and not be answering emails or DMs or text messages on the side and just sit there. And maybe that sounds like some of you that are listening to this are totally going to relate to that, but like really not making your productivity tied to your worthiness and like, oh, I got all of these things done. So look at me, where it's like, even yesterday, it's like, I told you, I was like, I had to remind myself in real time, every single time that I'm on Mondays, for example, you were up at one of our properties and I was like, I'm not going to get that much done today. And I have to be okay with that because what I am getting done is being present with our son. And this is the exact life that a prior version of me once wished so badly for that I'd have the space for it. So now I'm going to soak it up and not wish that I was doing more. So I'm not even enjoying what I've worked so hard for.
Yeah.
I hope you're loving today's style of podcast. I thought it was fun just to have Sina interview me. And, you know, if you vibe with this, you let me know, because this could be something that we do like every couple months. I bring him on and we just pull back the curtain and talk about whatever's going on, because it's just a fun way to share with you updates of our life, because nobody knows me better than Sina, right? So anyways, that being said, we did mention in today's episode this transition that I'm making business-wise. And I know if you've been around for a while, we've been connected for months, or definitely if we've been connected for years, you know that like I care so much about bringing you along on the ride. And this podcast has always been a come with me, let's figure out life together type of show. But I'm also just a come with me, let me share what I'm learning. And if you're interested in learning about it, let me help you in any way that I can type of person. So I created this survey. It'll take you about 5 minutes to fill out. And it's essentially for me to just gather more information of how I could potentially help you if you are interested in real estate investing. So really, it's just going through like what types you're interested in, what problems might be holding you back, and just like giving me more insight. It's super short, only going to take you about 5 minutes. And from that data, my like vision with what I'm going to do with all this data is essentially send you a free resource, whether that's, you know, a podcast or something that I think could be helpful for you, or connect you to another person that might be able to help guide you, because I've met so many people in the real estate space. Or if it's aligned for us to potentially even partner in some way, then I'm setting up some free Zoom calls from that too. So all you have to do is check the show notes, and the survey link is in there. Or you can always text the word survey to 512-548-2728. Again, text the word survey to 512-548-2728. Or you can DM me on Instagram survey. Like, you know all the ways to come find me on the text list, on Instagram. Or like I said, you can just check the show notes and fill out the survey yourself. And I think that's just going to be a really helpful way for me to figure out like how I can support you, because I know there are so many of you that are interested in this. And I really care about just helping you if I can. So that being said, let's get back into today's conversation with Sina.
I mean, boom. I mean, mic drop. Like, seriously, like it's such a reframe and remembering that that's what we wanted. So why are we trying to skip that?
Yeah.
One other thing that just came to mind was a lot of women I've heard you tell me, or they've asked you, like some of our close friends as well, is, you know, I want to wait till I'm at XYZ point in my business before I have a baby. What do you say to that person now on the other side of it, of like, and I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to say, but like, get into that part of things for people that are like really want to have a baby, but their business is exploding right now and they're scared that they're going to have FOMO, they're going to fall behind, they're going to miss opportunities, this, that, and the other thing.
I mean, I've gotten asked that question so many times by, like you said, our, like friends of ours too, that are worried about this. And first of all, it takes 10 months until you actually have the baby, right? Yeah. And you grow and evolve and change so much as a person. And but you can't be prepared, because you have no idea what you're going to feel like. And I can't even tell you what you're going to feel like. So you can have this like crystal clear game plan for how you think your business is going to go afterwards. And you can follow someone on Instagram that's going to give you like, this is what I did for my maternity leave. But you have no idea how your birth is going to go. You have no idea how this is going to affect your marriage. You have no idea how your baby's going to sleep, if there's going to be any issues, what family dynamics will come up. Something that we've been talking a lot about is like stuff that comes up of as you become a parent, how you think about your own parents. There's so many different layers of things that people cannot prepare you for. And then honestly, you just want to like stare at them and you're like, this is amazing. And I don't know what anyone's experience is going to be, but I do know for certain, one of the biggest things that was helpful for me is when we were sitting with our friends, Derek and Jess, at dinner at a Mexican restaurant. And the question was, if you could do anything in the next 7 years, and if you didn't accomplish that thing in the next 7 years, that you would feel like you didn't do the thing that you wanted to do. What instantly came to mind for me is, I want to be a mom.
Yeah.
I want to have a baby. It was so crystal clear. And our friends, they don't want to have kids. And the first thing that came to mind for her was write a book. And she started writing her book and we started working on getting pregnant, right? And it was funny because it's like, sometimes we just know. And it's like, truth of the matter is like, it's always going to be busy, but you're always going to have time to grow your business. And then on this other side of it, to be honest with you, this is also one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about real estate, because I knew like looking forward, like, and we had plenty of conversations about this, but I think it's important to be transparent about this, is we thought about the fact that we wanted to be parents in upcoming years. We didn't really know exactly what it looks like, because I had the same fears of like, how are we going to juggle this? Like, at the time before we started investing in real estate, I was the primary income earner and I had to launch things, and that was what was required in order for, you know, for us to make the type of money for the lifestyle that we wanted. And I was like, how am I going to slow down? I was constantly doing things, trading time for money. So in the back of my head, when you came to me interested in getting into real estate investing, I also knew that that could be a solution for a future version of us, like our problem of money coming in to our family.
Yeah.
And so we started heavily investing in real estate before we even wanted to start trying to get pregnant, because we wanted to have income coming in from different assets that didn't require me to, you know, do a podcast, host an event, host a retreat, coach someone, be on a Zoom call, just so we could give me options, knowing that when I had the options, I would still probably want to build a business and probably come up with all sorts of different ideas.
I think you had more ideas, but yeah.
But truly, like the space, part of the reason that I felt good about the space was because we had started thinking about investing. So to anyone listening into this, it's like, is there something that you can do on the side to create another stream of income that maybe doesn't require you?
Or automate your business, or have like funnels, things that are running in the background.
Yeah. Or take your money and invest it in something that's going to give you some sort of return.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, this is all good. And let's shift to current, because this is, we're talking about like kind of past experience and where we're sitting at now.
Yeah.
But now let's get in, because you're in a major stretch season right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to set this up by, we were talking about this, we saw this quote on the internet that said, unpopular opinion, sometimes if it doesn't feel good, that doesn't mean it's the wrong thing. We romanticize it having to feel easy and right for it to be the right path.
Aligned
path. And it's like, huh, that's really interesting. And it's really timely, because you're feeling, let's give them like really how you're feeling right now of stretching and expanding into something new that, let's just call it how it is, it's the first time in a long time that you've felt nervous about launching something, because you've done your podcast and then you've stemmed, everything has been very spun off the same tree kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Where it's very similar, right? But, and same audience and same type of thing in a way of, it's evolving in that sense, whereas this is a pretty big pivot we're getting into, and you're feeling the stretch and the type of the version of yourself that you're gonna have to show up as.
Yeah.
So let's let them know how you're really feeling about that right now.
So good. I'm glad you're talking about this, because it's really easy to talk about a past version of you and feel pretty comfortable doing that. But this is what I'm currently in, which is like what our morning walks consist of, me word vomiting on Sina about our current season. So for context, if you don't know, my husband, you know, and I, Sina, I'm so used to talking about my husband when you're not with me, so you're right with me. But Sina and I have been investing personally in real estate for the last 2.5 years, Airbnbs, midterm rentals, long-term rentals. We also have a podcast together called Get Investing, G-H-E-T, forget our last name, Get Married. And, you know, we've been doing real estate for a while. And what happened was we were approached about joining forces to create a new business with our business partner, Paul, who has done tons of flips here in the Denver metro area. He's done townhome developments. And really, it was like, do you guys want to come in and be part of this business and us grow this business together? And the opportunity required Sina to come in to basically oversee all of the operations, Paul to be more of the acquisitions, like finding the houses. And then me, my role, which made a lot of sense for my personality, my desires, how I want to grow, was to do the funding side of things, meaning that I'm actually talking with people that are interested in real estate investing and figuring out if they're good, you know, partners for us to be investors in our deals that we're doing, which means I'm talking to people about their money and investing it in these deals to get a return on their money. And I'm wanting to create this whole ecosystem of all these investors, because honestly, one of the things that really frustrates me is how many smart freaking women don't understand that they can invest in real estate because some douchey guy on Instagram, like Brad from LA, who's like trying to make himself sound cool to make it sound so complicated. Or a lot of these conversations about investing are middle-aged white men. And it's like, where are the women in these rooms? So I decided, I was like, I want to take on this angle. Like I want this third of the business, like I want this to be like on my plate. But while I've done a ton in real estate investing, I've done a ton with podcasting and entrepreneurs, I have never raised capital before. Yeah. And this is a whole different ball game. It's a whole different skill set. And it requires me to literally like leave stories behind that no longer serve me, to step into this new version of me and talk to people in a way that like I feel confident, because I know that we have a great product and I know that we know what we're doing in the real estate space, but it's me now taking this role of like raising my hand saying like, okay, I want to jump into this. And I feel like I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I don't have any past track record from doing this before, but like my desires. Like, I do want to do this. I want to show other women that you can do this. I want to show you that you can pivot into whatever the hell you want to do, but you have to be willing to like let go some of these stories and the identity that you once had, because it can't go with you to that next thing, especially when it's completely unrelated to what I've done before.
Yeah. So what do you like, what are some things, what are you saying to yourself that like in your head, that's like, because you're doubting, there's some moments of doubt, like what are those conversations in your head look like, of like, am I not smart enough?
Yeah.
Can I do this? Like I think some people might look at you and seeing your track record and it just flows. And while this does make sense, I think, for you to be the person that connects people from one industry, connecting to real estate.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that it's easy for you.
Yeah.
And that you're having doubts, like just because it makes sense on paper, but in function, like what are some of the bad stories you're telling yourself?
Yeah.
If someone's out there, they can put their own version of if they want to go do something new into that. Sorry.
I have to constantly remind myself that this is new and it's so unfamiliar that my nervous system feels really uncomfortable with it. Like to the point that like the story that pops up, I have to not judge the story. Like, am I smart enough? Like I know cognitively, I know that I'm smart, but it's like, can I talk about investing? And then it's like, okay, why am I feeling like I can't? And then what then comes up is like, wait a second, it's because I don't see a lot of women with my personality talking about this. Like there's a lot of women that are awesome that talk about investing, but they have what I think of more as like pencil skirt energy, which is like, they're just a little more like put together. And that's amazing because they hit home with the people they're supposed to hit home with. That's not my personality. I can't shove this personality into a pencil skirt and be like really calculated. That's just not how I am. So I'm like, why is it that I'm telling myself the story that my personality is not smart enough to do something like this? I'm like, I sure as hell am smart enough. But when the thought comes up, I can't judge the thought. I have to then say like, okay, you're feeling this way because what you wish existed, which is people with your personality talking about things like this, making it accessible to other women, that doesn't exist, which means if it's bugging you because it doesn't exist in the world, that not being represented the way you want it to be represented means you're supposed to be the representation. So I have to like remind myself that over and over again. But truly, it is something where like I know with every morsel of my body that I want to step into what we're doing next. And the discomfort invites me to say like, am I willing to do the work to become the person who can do this? And what is the driving force behind it? I'm like, it is because I want to show myself that I can do it. But it's also because I want to show other women that they can do this too. And that matters to me on such a big level that I'm like, I've done all of these pivots in my business before, but it's never been this massive.
Yeah. You've had the ability to tap into confidence or track record or the past to then fuel that next thing because it worked for this. It's going to work for this. It's going to work for this. And this isn't like that. And also being one of the first to maybe kind of pave that way in that industry is just challenging because you really have to motivate yourself to be that example. And I think you can do that, but that doesn't mean that every day, like it's like not convincing yourself to do it, but almost just like reminding yourself that it's supposed to feel a little hard because you're stretching and not hard because it's not the right thing. And I think people mix, I don't like the like find your passion and what's easy because I don't think anything worth doing and expanding should be easy. Yeah, there's some natural things you're good at.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why you'll be good in this role. You're really great at communicating. You're really good at connecting. You're really good at bringing people together.
Yeah.
And like that's all the stuff you want to do with the group of investors. However, that doesn't mean that it's going to be an easy path to get there.
Yeah.
I think people intertwine those things or mix them up because it's like, well, it got hard. So, you know, I'm going to just tap out. And to be honest, like, let's tell them about our conversation the other day when you're like, questioning whether you could do this and we went on a big walk. And I'm like, well, if these are real concerns, then let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Or is this fear coming up and trying to protect you? So let's get into that because that's real behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah. So on this walk, I was saying to Sina, I know, again, it goes back to this, like sometimes in our mind, like we know something is right, where I can list off all the reasons why I think that this is a great idea and the example that I want to set and how I want to grow my skill set and how I feel like this can contribute to this bigger vision that I have of all of these things that I want to do for women to show them how to make more money. I can rattle off cognitive reasons why this makes sense from my head. But my body is still so uncomfortable with it because I'm trying to grab on to past experiences to calm my nervous system down when I feel like I am really making a big leap into a totally new industry. Although again, we have the credibility from all the things that we've done in the past. I know myself and I know that I don't have any experience in the last probably 9 years of doing something this uncomfortable. And people can look at like, oh, she's hosted 500 person events and she's sold out these courses and done memberships and spoken with XYZ and had XYZ people on her stages and all that. And I'm so proud of that. But to be honest, if I'm really, really honest, it wasn't ever stretching me. Even doing my event, you know, dressed up as Rihanna, 34 weeks pregnant to hundreds of women, I wasn't scared of if I was going to be capable of doing it. I knew that I could do it because I had a previous event. I had spoken at on stages. I'd been podcasting for 500 plus episodes. I knew the community of women that were like, hell yes, I'm in. I knew what it was going to be like. This is a big question mark. Because as much as I, again, know cognitively that I can do it, my nervous system is still really rattled by this because it feels so uncomfortable to leap. But what I do know, and I trust to be so certain, I feel like in my core, is I want to be the person who challenges myself to do hard things. And honestly, I haven't done hard things in a really long freaking time. So when I say something like, I have a goal of raising $2 million, that sounds like such a big goal that I don't even know exactly how. And I don't know exactly like what tactically I'm going to need to do to get me from here to there. But just like I always talk about on this podcast, it's like that distance between where we are now and where we want to go. We get to choose what we label that space. I can look at that as a huge growth opportunity, or I can look at that as like a shit show. What the heck is actually happening, right? And I don't know yet. And I'm not the person yet who can accomplish that goal, but I'm going to become her along the way. Yeah. Which means it's going to require me to also just like be very, very intentional about the thoughts that I'm thinking in my own head and then not judging the stories that come up when they come up, because it's okay if I doubt myself and my ability. That doesn't mean that I'm not capable of doing it. It just means that I have to then be on my own team because I'm the only person that I'm going to spend every single second with every single day. And I can tap into people like you and friends. And I'm even intentionally like reaching out to people that have done hard things like this before to be like, how did you calm your nervous system? Because I know that it's not a lack of ability. It's a lack of experience.
Yeah. Boom. And let's kind of tie that up with now that's because you're in a season for that. Now there's some seasons that you don't like just because you're not stretching yourself or you don't always have to be expanding contrary to what Instagram says and doing like 52 morning routines. Like you don't have to be doing all that thing.
Yeah.
Like you don't always have to be expanding. Sometimes there's seasons where you're good with just like, I have my business. It's easy for me. I'm focusing on other things. Yep. Maybe I'm taking a mental break. Maybe I'm just spending more time with family. Mm. Like you're just moving into a season where you're ready to elevate.
Yeah.
So, and this is part of that stretching. So don't think that it always has to be hard.
Yeah.
Right. That's not what we're saying. We're just saying when you're trying to expand and try something new, just because it's hard, that doesn't mean it's the wrong thing.
Yes.
And I think people mix that up. It's like, well, it's hard. So it's not my passion. It's not aligned. So
just
keep that in mind. But
Well, that was one of the things that we were talking about too, is like me learning the skill set of like raising money, working with investors, doing investor relations, like challenging my own beliefs about if I believe that I'm capable of doing this without having the experience, yada, 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 all of these things. I'm like, how does this connect the dots to some of my big future dreams? Yeah. Because sometimes we forget how important that is. Like, for example, people that say that they want to speak that I've helped launch podcasts, I'm like, this is going to make you so much better of a communicator. People that want to grow their networks, it's like, oh gosh, like learning how to connect and go up to someone at an event for the first time and feeling like uncomfortable to say yes first because you're more introverted or soft-spoken and like that feels really uncomfortable for you. How is that contributing to your bigger vision? Well, like I know that people like me with my personality need to be talking about women being unapologetic about making money and thinking that they're smart enough to invest. I don't really know exactly how this is all going to connect, but I do think that there will be some of you that are along for this whole damn ride for years where we're going to look back on this episode and be like, oh, that's what she called her shot. And I want that proof for myself. But again, I want to be that example to other women. That's such a fuel source for me. And I just don't believe that if you're gifted the vision, you're not also gifted the resourcefulness to figure out any how along the way. And I say that all the time. So it's so uncomfortable. And you do this to me and I want to like murder you. When you throw back something that I say on my podcast, you're like, well, if you're gifted the resourcefulness, aren't you gifted the like, you know, whatever? I'm like, yeah, I know that to be true. So I'm in it right now and it feels uncomfortable. And sometimes it involves ugly cries and phone calls to friends that get it. But this is going to be really good.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for being so honest.
Yeah.
I think that was really good. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And maybe I'll come be a guest host more often on here and see how it turns out. But no, seriously, like we just wanted to have like a raw conversation about what's going on. Because from the outside, it can look like it's really easy or it's aligned or it's not stressed, like all those things. So we just wanted to share that. So thanks for bringing that. Love you.
High five. Great job.
All right.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
See ya.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now. Or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.